Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've been, of course, following very closely this attack, or the alleged attack by Israel on Iran. Kanan Lidor is a contributor to the Times of Israel. He's a Europe correspondent. Kanan, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
So it's certainly another dangerous, potentially dangerous moment. Give us your thoughts.
Absolutely. On a personal level, I'm stranded here in the Netherlands because of it. They canceled my flight back. Living in the in-laws' home, another dangerous moment for me.
I laugh like a married man, right?
But for the region, it's actually my take is that it's not such a dangerous response by Israel, especially for as long as Israel hasn't owned up to the attack. The prime minister, the defense minister, have not yet said that this is an Israeli strike, and so we're still in the policy of ambiguity that we saw before, of hitting targets in Iran, which Israel did perfectly well before, and leaving it at that. Even if there is an admission, it's still very limited scale strike, very targeted at the air force of the Revolutionary Guard that launched that was responsible for the attack on Israel Saturday. So all the signals are there, just like with the Iranian attack before that, all the signals are there to not escalate.
So do you think that, I mean, we know that there was certainly a comment in the press that Israel had discussed this with the United States prior. Do you think that this was a negotiation, or they just informed the United States?
There were leaks from the American defense ministry that said there's a bartering going on, there's a horse trading involving the anticipated attack in Iran and the anticipated invasion of Rafah. And when that, considering the sourcing, it's almost definite that there was discussions about it, and even actual bartering, which is unusual in these circumstances. At least it's unusual for us to learn about it.
Yes, and which I also find interesting is I never know really what is a leak and what is just being called a leak because they want the information to be known.
Right, and with this administration of Biden, that's doubly true because it's so leaky, just like the one before it, that it's hard to tell what's strategy and what's incompetence.
The fact that Israel hasn't changed its status with regard to the home front, the fact that there hasn't been, a closing of public places and things like that, does that indicate that Israel is not anticipating a major response by Iran?
That is exactly the message. And that's also part of the signaling system. A part of the reason that North in Israel has been evacuated is to signal to Iran and to Hezbollah, we are preparing for something huge and protracted, and that's where we're taking this step now. By not closing down commerce, Israel is saying, we expect you to follow this, to continue this dance, this very carefully thought out dance in which we kind of sting each other without actually hurting. That's the message here.
So part of my, I mean, and I didn't think I was a conspiracy theorist until very recently, but part of the way in which I always look at these situations is I look at where they would like our attention drawn. And there's no doubt here that we're expected to focus on Iran, what Israel achieved there. But at the same time, we know that a part of Iraq was hit as well as Syria. What do we know about those targets? Because there's always a possibility that in fact, through all of this, those were really what this was about.
That's an interesting theory that I haven't explored, it would require a lot of pre-planning, which Israel in this case didn't have, right? Because you would have to insert a strategic strike into a declarative one within the space of a week. It's doable. It's possible. Yes. The IDF has done it before, but it's very complex. What Israel does gain and has gained from this strike is, first of all, an amazing tool de force of its aerial defense systems. It's the first really baptism of fire of these systems in with such a scale. It means they work. They work in a complex, expansive aerial attack. We didn't know that before because the number of projectiles coming in from Gaza was not at this level of hundreds of targets traveling in synchronicity. And that's a huge victory for the Israel defense system. It shows, now the strike shows, that Israel is not constrained by America, can exercise its own sovereign force. So all in all, the as I see it now, the Iranian strike has backfired spectacularly.
That is, unfortunately, where we do need to leave it. Kanan Lidor, he is a contributor to the Times of Israel. Be kind to your parents-in-law, and I'm sure they'll be kind to you.